Start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And welcome everyone to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. And here we go. We are less than 24 hours away from the NBA trade deadline, which will come upon us tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The Magic are back at it tomorrow night. They will host the Minnesota Timberwolves. So we are dedicating this show to rumors, trades. We're going to talk to Howard Beck from BleacherReport.com. And we're going to do all things NBA trade deadline.
What's trending now?
Breaking news. We can roll it because, wow.
While you were sleeping, Woj dropped a bomb. Clippers, Sixers, six players in the deal plus four draft picks.
Don't kid yourself. The NBA loves stealing Super Bowl week.
It's interesting. I love, hopefully I don't get traded. You never know. No one is untouchable in this league.
Yeah, you're not going anywhere, Joel Embiid. I don't think you have to worry about that. Good stuff. We got a little billboard to open the show. I like it. Must mean it's a special day. Obviously, a lot can happen between now and tomorrow as far as the NBA trade deadline is concerned. So the Orlando Magic, will they make a move or won't they? We're going to discuss that with Howard Beck as well. Obviously, some of the deals that have already gone down. And then what is to come of Anthony Davis in that situation in Los Angeles? Boy, that was a painful one last night. Whether you're a fan or not of the Los Angeles Lakers, that was tough to watch, and you're kind of starting to feel bad for the guys on that Laker roster. There was certainly some issues there. So anyway, we'll talk to Howard Beck, but the Magic were in action last night in OKC, and they drop one to the Thunder, 132-122. You're up 69-62 at the half. You give up 70 points in the second half. You sent the Thunder to the free throw line 37 times. They were 27 of 37. You get 39 points out of Paul George, 19 out of Jeremy Grant. Russell Westbrook goes for 16 points, 15 rebounds, and 16 assists, had 7 turnovers to go along with that. But this was a winnable game, Aaron Berlin. And before we get Howard Beck here in the next segment, this was a winnable game for this Magic Club at no time. And they were all upset last night, and they knew it. It was their fault. No one to blame but themselves. But at no time did they defend. Did they even make an attempt to defend? And it was tough to watch Dennis Schroeder get absolutely anywhere he wanted to go again for a second straight time in 8 days. He was the X factor again. He came in, he turned that game around in the third quarter and helped get his Thunder team a victory.
Yeah, and it really shows how much they appreciate what he's able to do for them off the bench. But you're right, Dante. You know, going into a situation like that where you know that you've not had a lot of success at Chesapeake Bay Arena, that you know that you're going against one of the best teams in the Western Conference, wouldn't you want to defend? Wouldn't you want to put a little extra energy and zeal on that end of the floor to where maybe when you do have an offensive night where you hang 122 points, you should win that basketball game with the way that this team can and should play defense?
And that's the thing. You went into that game 3 games back. Miami was at Portland. They get a win. So now you're 4 games out of that 8th and final playoff spot with 28 to go. Obviously, it's still doable. 19 of your final 28 teams are under 500. And that's what it's going to have to take. You know, the Magic aren't good enough to go to OKC and beat the Thunder consistently. They just don't have as much talent as that team does. Very few teams do. That team, since they moved to OKC, has the second best win percentage in the NBA. Not just at home, in the NBA in the last 10 years, behind only the San Antonio Spurs. So that would have been a huge win. That being said, that win was there if at
Absolutely.
Any point you committed to the defensive end. And that's what Coach Clifford said from the start of the game, was your energy is awesome, and it was. You have terrific energy. Let's channel it for good on the defensive end. We're running amok. We're disorganized. Let's tidy up some things. Let's defend at any point, and we're going to get a win here tonight, and that never happened.
I was going to say, Dante, it goes back to the same things that we've heard from Nick and Evan all year long, that they need to bring that same kind of focus and energy every single night. And it's nights like last night where you know that you played good enough to win, you just didn't show it on the other end of the floor.
No, you're right. And Terrence was pretty despondent after the game last night, knowing that he had a – fantastic performance. There were a lot of rumors. Was that the last game for Terrence Ross? What's going to happen with this Magic? Those guys aren't going anywhere. Terrence Ross and Nick Vucevic are going to be here, in my opinion, till the end of this season. But anyway, if there is any news or anything happening with the Orlando Magic, we will certainly have it for you right here on the Magic Radio Network. Orlando in action tomorrow back home hosting the Minnesota Timberwolves. When we return to Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center, we're going to catch up with Howard Beck of Bleacher Report, and we're going to get his thoughts on some of the rumors and already done deals in the NBA. Don't want to miss that. We continue on with Magic Drive Time here on 96.9 The Game in just a moment.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Roof damage is not always visible from the ground. In order to make sure your roof is sealed and secure during rain and hurricane seasons, call Carol Bradford Roofing today for a free roof inspection. As the official builder of the Orlando Magic, Carol Bradford Roofing is a licensed and insured family-owned company who has been trusted for years to provide quality work and quality products to protect the most prized possessions under a roof, your family. To speak with a professional today, call 833-237-ROOF or visit them at carolbradfordroofing.com.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
And welcome back, everyone, to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. And it is my pleasure to welcome in our guest for the program. He is Howard Beck, and you can follow him on Twitter, at Howard Beck. Of course, does a terrific job covering the NBA for Bleacher Report. And, well, Howard, I know your time is critical, of the essence, so let's get right to it. I think probably the first big deal that went down, one that you covered well, is the New York Knicks getting Dennis Smith Jr., Jordan Matthews, and a couple of future first-rounders. And going to Dallas, Kristaps Porzingis, Burke, Lee, and Tim Hardaway Jr. I love the title of your article, either the Knicks are getting KD or they just made the worst trade ever. Just break down that trade for us and what you thought when you first heard that going down.
Yeah, you know, the dichotomy there's a little extreme. Worst trade ever, not a label I would put on it, but you know, headline writers got to write a good headline. So I mean, listen, to the point, I wouldn't have put it in those terms, and I didn't in the story itself, but I do think this was kind of a glory or bust kind of move. You know, the clear intent was to clear cap room. There are some other ancillary issues with Porzingis that we can get into, but the clear big picture move was have enough room for 2 max salaries this summer, try to get Kevin Durant and Kyrie, Kevin Durant and somebody. Durant is the one who has been linked to them repeatedly, and the word has been making, you know, the rounds through the NBA for months that Durant had his eyes on the Knicks. So the risk is, what if he doesn't, right? The risk is you trade your lone all-star in Kristaps Porzingis, who's 23 years old, not even in his prime yet, and you use him to offload bad salaries, you know, bad contracts, Hardaway Jr. and Courtney Lee. And, you know, look, Dennis Smith Jr. is an interesting piece. A lot of doubts around the NBA about Dennis Smith Jr. And so really it's about the 2 max slots. Well, what happens if they don't come? 5 months is a long time. A lot can change. And so there's the risk. The flip side of it is, if you've already been told he's coming, and the, you know, look, the NBA, this stuff happens, not supposed to happen, but it happens.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
If they already know that Durant's coming and they think that having another max slot means it's that much more likely that somebody wants to join him, and then they need to be prepared for that eventuality, then, hey, it may all work out spectacularly. But, you know, there's certainly a lot of risk involved.
No, there certainly is. And well, you know, you mentioned Kristaps Porzingis, and I would like to touch on that. Well, why did things go so badly there? Does this go back to the Phil Jackson days? Does this go back to skipping the exit interviews at the end of the season? Clearly, he did not want to be there, so their hand was kind of forced somewhat, it seems like. So they tried to get the best haul they could and just dump those salaries, as you just mentioned. But why did things sour so quickly in New York?
Well, the first thing I'd say is that wherever the relationship was between Porzingis and the Knicks, they didn't have to move him, right? Like, he's not a walk-away free agent. Yes, restricted free agent this summer, but key thing restricted. And no player of his caliber has ever just taken the qualifying offer and saying, I'm going to play out the year. He could have entertained offers elsewhere. The Knicks could have matched anything. He was not in a position to leverage his way out, to force his way out.
That's true.
So they didn't have to give up. And my belief is that if you've got a guy you really believe in, who's been an all-star, who's young, and you've considered him your building block, your first order of business is to repair the relationship and to nurture that relationship, not to throw up your hands and say, I guess we'll offload him with a couple of bad contracts and start over again. I mean, the Knicks have started over many, many times. So this is setting them back again, potentially, again, unless they hit the home run in July. In terms of the relationship, you know, it will be convenient for people, especially the current administration of the Knicks, to blame Phil Jackson for this. But Phil Jackson's been gone for almost 2 years now. And in that time, they've gone through, you know, Jeff Hornacek to Jeff Fisdale, to David Fisdale as
right,
coaches.
Right.
These are the third and fourth coaches Porzingis has had. There, he's on his second administration with Steve Mills at the top and Scott Perry as the GM. But Mills was the GM under Phil Jackson. He was part of that same administration that was not, you know, succeeding prior to this. So it's not as if this is some lingering thing from a couple of years ago. And if it is, then, you know, hey, look, Steve Mills was here for that too. The fact is, you know, they haven't done much to build a winning team. That's part of it. Porzingis didn't like Jeff Hornacek. And his relationship with him was pretty poor. Fisdale, he never got the chance to have a relationship with because he's been recovering from the ACL surgery. And in general, the communications between him and the club had just not been all that great. And look, there are a lot of minor things. His favorite assistant coach, Josh Longstaff, was let go by the club. His closest friend on the team, Willie Hernan Gomez, was traded to Charlotte in just a kind of, you know, I think they sent him out for a couple of second round picks or something.
Right.
They just had done nothing to nurture the relationship and everything to exacerbate it. And, you know, he didn't want to be there anymore. But I think that those things are repairable. You know, Kobe Bryant once infamously demanded a trade
and spent
24 hours publicly pining for it. And the Lakers cooled their heels and said, no, we're not doing that. And then they went out and got Pau Gasol, and they won a couple more championships. So the idea that you just say, well, he doesn't want to be here, so we're trading him. No. If you believe in the guy, and that's the thing. Maybe they didn't believe in him anymore. Maybe the Knicks just decided, you know what, he's not a franchise star, or he's not even a number two. Because that's the other thing. I thought having him in hand, the benefit was that guys – admire him. I mean, it was Durant who nicknamed him the unicorn.
Yeah, right.
And guys might have wanted to play with him as the number two. And so if you don't believe in Porzingis anymore, maybe the Knicks didn't. If you think that the ACL was going to hamper him, that he might never be the same player. I mean, you know, I don't know. Maybe there's some other piece of this that we don't know, but that's the decision they made. They decided to move on.
No, you're right. You're exactly right. Speaking with Howard Beck, does a great job covering the NBA for Bleacher Report. You can follow him on Twitter, at Howard Beck. That's a good point. He did not have to force his way out of there. He didn't have leverage in that situation, but Knicks acted quickly, and now they'll be able to potentially sign two max guys this summer. The Magic were playing in Oklahoma City last night, Howard. We land about 2:30, and we get the word that Tobias Harris is headed to Philadelphia, along with Boban Marjanovic, which, first of all, I know we can all agree, keeping Toby and Bobby together is huge, right? And then Mike Scott as well. For Landry Shamet, a couple of picks. You get Wilson Chandler. And granted, they're key picks. You get two first-rounders. But what did you make of that deal between the Clippers and the Sixers?
Yeah, it's really interesting. I don't have a strong feeling about this, about who won, who lost, or anything else. I'm kind of mixed on both ends of it. I think I like it more for the Clippers than I do for the Sixers, but I'm still kind of trying to figure that out. On the Sixers end of it, their biggest problem was, you know, lack of depth in general, and they traded depth to get Tobias Harris, but they got a guy who's a borderline all-star and, you know, I think fits really well next to Embiid and Simmons and J.J. Redick and you've now got this big four that, you know, and Jimmy Butler, you've got this big four, big five, however you want to frame it, because I think, you know, J.J. Redick for a time there was being talked about as borderline All-Star this year.
Sure,
you've got
sure.
a starting five that is really high caliber. All those guys are a threat. I think they all fit well together. You know, there's going to be, you know, look, another chemistry adjustment here, because all those guys, you know, want touches, want shots, and there was already some strain even just incorporating Butler. So there's, you know, there's a little bit of risk there. They gave up some depth to do it. Certainly you're going to be buyers in the, you know, buyout market and trying to find guys who are cut loose by teams. And both Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler are going to be free agents this summer with max contract expectations. Are you signing both of them when you've also got Embiid and Simmons and, you know, and Redick, and you've got, I mean, there's a lot of contracts on the books. So they're either going to have a massive luxury tax bill, or maybe Tobias Harris is their hedge against Butler leaving. You know, there's been a little shaky at times there, and there's been certainly a lot of rumblings about whether or not Butler and the Sixers are in this for the long haul. And if they're not, and if he walks away, you've got Tobias Harris and his bird rights, and you can re-sign him and have him be your third wheel with Simmons and Embiid. But it's interesting, and it certainly, I think it strengthens them for this stretch run and in a very competitive top of the East. On the Clippers side of it, you know, I don't know how strongly they wanted to re-sign Tobias Harris. He's not a guy you're going to build around, and right. They certainly, you know, they're a team that was looking at potentially either one or potentially two max slots this summer. They want to be in this chase for all the big names this summer. And they're certainly the team that's considered the favorite for Kawhi Leonard if he leaves Toronto. So they got a couple of really good picks out of it. I mean, the Sixer pick is not going to be great, but the Miami 2021 pick, I think, 2022, whichever it is, that pick has the potential to be very good, because the Heat are, you know, the Heat are really going nowhere at the moment,
right.
And I think can only go down from here.
No, you're exactly right. It is 2021. You're exactly right. And unprotected, as you mentioned as well. So that certainly has some intrigue with that one. Listen, everybody listening is going to want to know your take on what's happening between Anthony Davis and the New Orleans Pelicans and the Los Angeles Lakers, especially given that morbid scene last night in Miami. I mean, everything about that game last night, with Brandon Ingram getting chanted at the free throw line and the three seats between LeBron and the rest of his teammates. I mean, that has to be, I know you have friends there that you must have talked, that has to be a horrible situation in LA for everyone involved. So I'd love to get your thoughts on that and what happens. Do we have a chance that Anthony Davis moves before the deadline?
So my sense of this, or my view of the Pelicans Anthony Davis situation, has been consistent from the moment this started. I don't think they should be trading him before the deadline, and I don't think they will.
Right.
And I
right.
could be spectacularly wrong about that. But the fact is, they're under no obligation to do it immediately. He's under contract through the end of next season. There's no urgency right now, other than the pressure and awkwardness of the situation. And, you know, under conventional wisdom, you'd say, well, teams will give up more for him now than they would in July, because you get a season and a half with him instead of just, you know, his walk season. The problem with that is that, as we know, the best potential deal out there is probably the one that Boston can make, and Boston can't deal with them right now because of, right. of a weird cap wrinkle. So there are two reasons why I think the Pelicans should wait and probably will wait. The first is Boston, and waiting to see if you can get a package built around Jason Tatum and the picks that Boston has. Or two, you want to see where Zion Williamson lands. If you think that he's going to be a superstar, and there are varying opinions about that around the league, there's not a consistent view of this, but if you're a team that believes Zion Williamson is the real deal, you got to see who has his draft rights first. You got to wait for the lottery. And so there's another potential trade partner that doesn't exist right now. And so I don't know why you would make a deal now, especially if you're not enamored of the Lakers pieces, and they clearly are not. So I don't expect we'll be seeing that before the deadline. And yeah, that poses a continued issue for the Lakers, or at least in the meantime, it's very awkward for them, because all these guys have had seen their names dangled out there. They know they're all potential trade bait, and that's never fun.
Oh, just an awkward, uncomfortable situation. You bring up great points. You know exactly what you're getting with those draft picks before you move Anthony Davis. Certainly don't have to do it now. Last thing I'll ask you, Howard, and again, really appreciate the time speaking with Howard Beck from Bleacher Report. The Orlando Magic. I don't know how much you follow them. It's been a long 7 years in Central Florida trying to get back to the postseason. As they sit right now, four games out, do you see how well you know Jeff Weltman or John Hammond? Do you hear any rumblings? Do you think this could be a team that might try to add a piece and get in that postseason push? Or do you think there's anyone on this roster that other teams might be looking at?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly think that there are teams around the league that could use Vucevic. There are other pieces too. I mean, Fournier would look really nice at a couple other places. I mean, they've got some good, solid role players. Terrence Ross. Like, these are guys who would be very good on a playoff team. As the, you know, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth guys, in Vuce's case, maybe third or fourth, but not as lead guys. Then that's the problem with the Magic, of course, is that no one has really emerged over these last several years. And that's the difficulty. You know, look, John Hammond and Jeff Weltman are as sharp as they come. I have ultimate respect for those guys. I don't know what their plans are, but I know they're going to be methodical about it and, you know, not make any rash moves. And I don't think, they don't strike me as the kind of guys who are just going to go chase the eighth seed and make some short-term move just for the sake of being in the playoffs. And I know that's, you know, it's tough for Magic fans having gone through this long drought, but you don't try to shortcut it. You got to have a plan, and, you know, and they're, you know, I think they'll try to keep doing what they're doing, building young, and, you know, maybe they hang on to Vooch and just let him walk in free agency. Maybe he stays on a reasonable contract. They're in a tough spot. You know, this is not a couple players away kind of situation. There's still a long way to go here.
All right, Howard, I appreciate it. They've been saying since they got here, we're going to build it right, not fast. So what you're saying kind of falls right in line with that. Really appreciate it, Howard. I enjoy your work. You can follow him on BleacherReport.com, on Twitter, at Howard Beck. And good luck. It should be an interesting day and a half. And again, appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Okay, you got it. You got it. He does a terrific job. At Howard Beck, you can follow him on Twitter, and I'm sure he'll definitely be breaking down whatever deals come our way here in the next day. Trade deadline is 3 o'clock tomorrow. Wow, what's going to happen here in the coming hours before then? That'll do it for this edition of Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center. If you missed any of that interview with Howard, we encourage you to go to iTunes. You can find the Orlando Magic radio page, and you can listen to that interview in its entirety. Thanks to Aaron Berlin, Cody Clark. Fun show. We'll be back at it tomorrow. Could there be changes on this Magic roster? If there are, Aaron Berlin will have it for you tomorrow right here on 96.9 The Game.
Our Magic never compromise on the court. And Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-4-3. Got it to go.
People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.